On today's Moment of Science, we're going to talk about aspirin. Aspirin is a painkiller. They're called painkillers because they make pain go away.
That's not true. Aspirin doesn't work.
Look, I'm recording.
Sorry, but you can't go telling people that aspirin works when I have personal experience that proves otherwise.
You do?
Sure. My cousin Byron gets headaches all the time. He says aspirin never works for him.
So you assume it won't work for you either?
Of course not. Listen, Byron is no liar.
Suppose I told you that 90% of the people who take a certain drug report that it works like a charm. Would you try that drug?
Well, I suppose so. 90% seems pretty high.
Well, suppose I said that 90% of the people who use aspirin say it works.
I told you, my cousin Byron.
Aha! So you'd be willing to ignore lots of compelling statistical evidence in favor of one anecdotal account.
Well, I guess I did just say that.
You're not alone. Social psychologists are familiar with this effect, sometimes called the man who effect. I say 90% of the people who try this drug receive benefit from it. You say, I know a man who tried it and nothing happened. Somehow, the face-to-face testimony of one person seems more convincing than any amount of statistics.
I guess that's not very rational.
Nope, because those statistics represent lots of individuals just like Byron.
Well, nobody's quite like Byron. He makes a living pounding in nails with his forehead.
Well, that explains it.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.